You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Thursday, the 11th day of December of 2025. Another chilly start here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 5 degrees above zero. It is mostly clear out there, so again, the temperature is dropping down. Temperature is expected to be around 22 degrees before all is said and done today, which is actually a little bit warmer than what we've seen recently, but we will go into a very chilly weekend. So again, heading towards the end of the work week, glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Looking at the forecast, and I know a lot of folks like to start off their day knowing what the weather's going to be like for today and for the next couple of days. And again, it's a very interesting weather time here in north central Wisconsin. We had the significant snow just a couple of days ago, and now we're heading into a frigid weekend. But today, some increasing clouds as we go into the day, high near 20 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Again, a chilly evening, a low around 2 above 0. Oof. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Snow is likely in the afternoon. Not a lot of snow. Less than an inch is expected. Maybe half an inch is what the weather folks are talking about at this point. But Okay. Tomorrow, a high near 19 degrees. Tomorrow night, if you're on the roads at all, make sure you are prepared. Make sure that you are bundled up. Make sure you have a emergency weather kit, because Friday night, mostly cloudy, although 10 below zero. But not only that, the wind chill factors will be between 20 and 30 below. So west-northwest winds 11 to 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 23 miles per hour. So again, anybody that is traveling on Friday night, be aware of some almost dangerously cold wind chill factors.
Yeah.
And then for the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, looking nice, but boy, very, very cold, a high near 0 degrees. And again, the wind chill factors will be a factor. Northwest, west-northwest winds 11 to 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 23 miles per hour. So again, those wind chill factors will be significant. And then partly cloudy on Saturday night, a low around 10 below zero, and then mostly sunny and cold on Sunday, and a high 7 degrees above zero. So, yeah,
winter's definitely here.
Winter definitely has made an appearance here in the middle portion, early in the middle portion of the month of December. Coming up in about half an hour or so at 7:22, we'll be joined by Marathon County Democratic Party Chairperson Nancy Stensel. Talk about the politics that are going on locally, statewide, nationally, who knows, maybe even internationally. So Nancy Stensel with us at 7:22. Coming up in our final segment at 8:22, of course, we'll have our number of the day quiz with Mr. Ian Welsh.
That's right.
He is 2 out of 3 so far this week, so we'll try to get him clinching a winning week with a correct answer at the very end of our final segment today. And also, today is a twofer Thursday, when it comes to the WXCO holiday giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are not just giving you a chance to win one prize from a terrific sponsor of the WXCO holiday giveaway. We are going to give you two chances during the course of this morning. And how are we going to do it? How should we do this? I tell you, it's one of those situations. You know, Why don't we do it right now? Why don't we get her going?
Why
first?
Not?
We haven't done it in the first segment. For those folks who join us real quick and early, bright and early, dark and early, whatever you want to call it, we haven't done it at the first segment so far. So we're going to do it here in the first segment. Then we'll have another opportunity later in the program. And our first partner is ISO Games. ISO Games is another of our terrific supporters. They are providing a gift card. They are located at 1720 Merrill Avenue, Suite 420. It is a card and board game spot selling supplies such as Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! Products. I mean, so ISO Games is, for those gamers out there, they are the place to go. So ISO Games on Merrill Avenue in Wausau. And again, we are very fortunate to have 17 different local businesses joining us for the WXEO holiday giveaway. Of course, during this week, you get two chances to win. I mean, in the next hour, Pat Kreitlow will let you know about the keyword for the Text to Win contest. But this is simply a call-in. So a call-in where you don't text, don't use the app. This is strictly old-fashioned. You use the digits and call us up. And Ian, what is the number that we should go with for our winner here this time around?
For the first prize of the day, let's go with caller number 4.
Caller number 4. And again, the number, 715-814-9330. Again, 715-814-9330. If you go to our Facebook page, either or to my social media, we have announcements about this with a graphic that has this number on it, so you'll be able to easily have it at your fingertips. But again, 715-814-9330. And the fourth caller will get a gift card from ISO Games in Wausau. So call right now for your chance to win. ISO Games, their first one of two. It's a two for Thursday with the WXEO holiday giveaway. So call their number 4 wins at 715-814-9330. Information update coming up here on WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXEO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXEO. I am Chad Holmes, Ian Welsh across the way, and giving Nancy a little foo here to start things off. Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stencil across the table. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. Hey, and it's always good to start out with Foo Fighters or U2 or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Earlier this week, the doorbell rang here. And I go out there, and all of a sudden, there's Fred Clark. He's just paying a visit. And he stopped on in, and actually I'm going to be talking to Fred next week, which will be fun, but it was, I sat down for a little bit, and he was saying that he was going to an event that you were part of.
Yes.
He's one of the candidates in the 7th Congressional District in the Democratic side, and you had talked to me about him previously. I had not personally talked to him previously, and comes across as a kind of a good guy. And
I'd like to think he is, yes.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I mean, we used to think, I believe, that most of the folks that ran, both on the Republican and Democratic sides, for the most part, were good guys, and then Donald Trump came along, so it made me
and really blew that out of the water.
So I don't assume anything anymore. But
we're just talking about that. Yeah,
it's like, hey, this is actually a guy that seems to be a nice enough fella, and we were just talking. I thought, hey,
you're saying what's wrong here? He makes.
I know. I'm looking forward to actually delving into a number of the issues with him when we do talk next week. But what was going on earlier this week?
We had a meet and greet for him at our Democratic Party office. There's several candidates running, and he has really come out and hit it hard, and he just keeps going. And then after the event, he did a Zoom call rally for the Northwoods, and he did it out of our office. And they had, like, I think it was like 120 people on this Zoom the other night. And he's just very straightforward. He gave me a call when he got into town. He goes, hey, where can I go to eat where I can just talk to folks? So I told him about a restaurant, and he did just that. And he mingles with everybody. He talks to everybody. Mm. He's not reaching out to just Democrats. So,
and the thing about it is, and I think we're kind of touching when we're sitting in the lobby. I was talking about, you know, going back to Jimmy Carter, when people thought, and then we're talking about, because Pat just had on the latest candidate for governor, and talking about, you know, pathways to being elected, because there are impressive people that I would think would be wonderful public servants, but that's only part one. The part two is trying to get connected with people. And for somebody like Fred, I think, and for the other Democratic candidates in the 7th, it's going to be a slow and steady build, because again, it's a big district, number one, and you have to just basically try to, there's no real easy way to do it, but that is where you have to start, right?
I mean, it really kind of is. And, you know, like, again with him, you know, I had asked him, I was several weeks back, I said, hey, how can I help you, let me know. He said, hey, you're not doing something on Friday night, come up in the Northwoods. He said, we hit this place and that for fish fries. He goes where the people are, so he can talk to both sides. You know, I think we tend to just talk to our own too much. And you have to reach across.
One thing that you look at the 7th, and it's very early. Obviously, it's very, very early. But one thing that's jumped out very quickly is that Michael Alfonso must have some money behind him. Because every time I watch a Packer game, I see his commercial.
Boy, are there ever,
I know, but I mean, that's, but that's, again, somebody who watches politics. You look
Where's
at this.
Where's all this money coming
and
from?
It is a very slick ad, and we're seeing, and I've seen him on Thanksgiving Day during the Packer game against the Bears last week.
I did too.
I saw it also in other areas. I think Ian mentioned he's seen him on Wheel of Fortune, which is obviously a program that reaches a lot of people. As well,
when you see it on Wheel of Fortune at least once a night.
But the thing about it is, I mean, I get concerned where somebody just seems to be being propped again by big money.
Yeah, exactly. Big money. And probably the strangest thing about those commercials is where he's had a career in construction. He's only 25 years old. I mean, what do you mean he had a career?
We'll let Michael Alfonso speak for himself, and I'm sure we'll hear lots from him. But again, one thing that's said is, and that's said by so many Republicans, is how they're fighting for those who are not the wealthy. He basically says, well, I'm going to fight for the working class. And none of their policy, again, I shouldn't be, many of their policies seem to be focused not on the working class, but on the wealthy, the top 2%.
You talk that it's for the working class, but I always tell people, just go and look at their voting record, because everything they do is voting against.
Let me ask you, because I mean, I want to be, as we get into this primary, I want to be fair to everybody. We have Fred Clark. Who else is running again right now for the Democrats in the 7th?
We have Chris Armstrong, who hails from almost to the Minnesota border, around Chippewa Falls. I'm trying to think, New Richmond, I think he's from.
You're right, New Richmond.
And there is an attorney who just put her hat in the ring, a Ginger Murray. And
Ginger reached out to me on social, so she's working on it. It's all about me, of course. You know,
it's all about you. It's all about you. She was a former city attorney up in Forest County. I think she hails out of Sun Prairie, if I'm not mistaken.
How do you look at, because you being party chair, but do you, because, I mean, you were with Fred here. I mean, are you somebody that's willing to endorse in this race, or are you going to kind of?
I can't do that.
Okay. So basically, if a candidate wants to reach out to you, you'll be able to help them
reach
in these kind of events,
go from there. Yep.
And that's the thing. And I mean, one thing that you have to do is reach the people. And I think, again, that Fred was just walking around downtown. I found found that very impressive that he just said, hey.
He stops and talks to anybody and everybody.
He wasn't that all familiar with us here. So I was talking to him about, I know Pat and all that stuff. And so it's like, yeah, absolutely. So Again, it's going to be very interesting. I like the idea of I don't want to have 18 candidates, but I think three candidates where you're able to really talk about those issues.
Yeah, you get a choice, issues. And different people resonate differently with.
And also, I know that some folks are, hey, we just want to have a candidate. We don't want a primary. Others feel like there should be a primary. That's a whole different discussion. But
I think it's good to have a primary because it, as a candidate, it pushes you to do better.
More with Nancy at 7:52. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Talking some politics with Nancy Stensel, who is the Democratic Party chair here in Marathon County. We were talking earlier. I mean, we were sitting there listening as the latest candidate for the governorship.
Yeah.
But number seven. And then Mandela jumped in recently as well. We kind of touched on it about primaries.
Yes.
And remember the last time there was the Senate primary kind of cleaned out right before.
Yeah, it does.
And it was kind of odd because, I mean, that's one of the things about these long processes. People lose they either raise enough money or they realize, holy cow.
Holy cow, it's going to take me how much money?
I'm going to have to go into debt here big time if I want to continue this. So that's what's called the silent primary is the money primary.
Yes.
In the end, what do you expect this year to be like? I mean, what actually, and also, what do you want to hear? Because you know, we talk, I think, a lot of, you know, off the air about what we want to see here.
Yeah.
What would you like to see?
Well, I want to see something bold. I want to see something with, you know, that's going to facilitate change. Like we were talking off air, you know, like an FDR kind of thing. Like, you don't care what.
Have the guts to put yourself out there and say, this is what
guts.
I believe in.
Have the guts. That's just it. And like we were talking to it, if you look at it, people would say, oh, that would never fly. But look at what has, and it's been accepted now. And I think that's what we need. And primaries are good because I think they push candidates to work harder to see who's going to come out. I don't know about seven of them.
And I do think winning is something that helps somebody. Because I do think that when you win a primary, that is a bit of a launching pad into the general.
It is, yeah. It catapults you in there that, okay, my message must be good. I must be doing the right thing because people elected me. They, you know, and I that's where the primary piece comes in because I think, you know, if you and I were running on the same team and we're running for the same thing, I'm going to be watching what you're doing. You're going to be watching what I'm doing to push us forward.
We talk about things that we would not have thought possible. I don't think we thought possible of a president sending troops into cities like we're seeing right now or bombing fishing ships without any lawful. But the thing I wanted to bring up here is, and I think part of it is what you've been doing and others have been doing over the past year, there is a backlash. I mean, even they're trying to, you know, add ICE is trying to go into Minneapolis, and there's pushback. There's actually kids leaving their schools this week. There is pushback, and it feels like it's growing. And I was thinking about this the other day. We're, 11 months into the second term?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just barely starting. But the pushback, I think, is starting to really, I think, be impressive. That people are saying enough is enough.
People are really starting to pay attention to that. And, you know, like, even like what we saw in Chicago, kids being plucked out of bed in the middle of the night, zip-tying children, things like this. Enough is enough. You know, I mean, do we need border security, stuff like that? Yeah, but we need to do this in a humane fashion, too.
Humane is not a word that Donald Trump knows the meaning of. I mean,
it really isn't. It really isn't.
And also, again, it goes back to the Democrats. And something I think we should say on the air, because we're talking and off the air, is that there is right now, I think, a good chance that in 2026, Democrats are going to do well in elections. But ultimately, what does it mean if Democrats don't put out a positive vision for what they want to do? Just to say Donald Trump is unpopular,
you can't
Republicans
be just,
are dumb.
Yeah.
Democrats, and right now, unfortunately, I don't get the sense that many national Democrats are willing
are
to step
stepping
out
up
there.
To the plate. There are times where I feel they're, one, they're afraid. Two, they've got big money controlling them as well, like we were talking off air. And I think it's time that you better start standing up and saying what you're going to be for. I mean, this, we got to get Donald Trump out of office. You know, it's always the negative, mm-hmm. but what are you going to do when you get in office? What are you going to change?
And I've been somebody that has said, and I think I was kind of semi-arguing with you earlier about what Democrats have been able to do, but I do agree 100% is you have to be louder in everything. You have to be louder in what you want to accomplish, and then when you do accomplish it, be louder as well. And that was one of the problems during the Biden administration, because the president and the Congress, which had a very narrow majority in the first 2 years, did lots
they
of really important
things.
They did
a lot of really good stuff, but they just quietly pass this along.
And we're so almost shy about it. And the thing that just drives you nuts, and I saw this recently, I believe it was like Marsha Blackburn or somebody in Tennessee, again, taking credit for infrastructure that was that they voted against, and they have no conscience when it comes to that stuff.
No, they don't. But like
and Democrats will do things and they won't say it.
Well, like you had said before, perception is everything. It really, you know, it really is.
Perception is reality.
Yeah.
I mean, because we talked about, like, you know, Donald Trump is probably the least religious person we've had in the office of president.
Yeah, and you got Biden forever, who goes to church every
and
Sunday.
Yet, and God loves Donald Trump.
yeah. And, you know, to you or I, we look at it, that's probably the furthest thing from religion in our eyes.
Right. So again, but I think we have to be a little less shy as Democrats. Would that be the case?
But, I have a hard time. I mean, like, you watch Trump and it's so aggravating. It was a big boat. It was a large boat. It was the largest boat I've ever seen. And I is like nails on a chalkboard. And I can't imagine, like, a Joe Biden bragging about himself.
How about his grade for the economy? A++++++.
Giving yourself your own peace prize, yeah.
I tell you, it was. We live
do something that's actually going to.
We
help
live in a world
people.
Of make believe sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, we definitely do. Yeah.
The peace prize that he just came from, you know, bombing another boat.
I mean,
it's like.
Well, does anybody ever question this stuff? Like,
well, we
you
do.
Know.
Hey,
Pete Hegseth should be.
Oh, absolutely.
War crimes.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.
I'm going to try to now.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. As we continue, it is the WXCO Holiday Giveaway. It's a 2 for Thursday. Gave an opportunity early in the show, and now we are going to do it again because
yes, we are
feeling very festive here today. And
indeed.
Every day during the WXCO Morning Report until Christmas Eve, we will give you an opportunity to win a terrific prize from one of our terrific sponsors and partners here in this event. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go with Homestead on 52 here for this one.
Okay.
And Homestead on 52 on Highway 52 in Wausau. And they are providing a Friday fish fry. So
nice.
If you're somebody that would like to get a Friday fish fry from Homestead on 52, they will provide that to you. So, again, We're going to open up the phone lines right now. You will pick up the prize at Homestead at 52. So, again, on Highway 52 in Wausau. So, make sure that you're able to do that. And then enjoy. So, what we're going to do is we're going to take caller number five. Caller number five here for this time around. So, our number to win is 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330. Call their number five to win a fish fry, a Friday fish fry from Homestead on 52, part of the WXCO holiday giveaway. And so, and by the way, if you're in the midst of answering the phone here for this contest, Ian, and we get to the last couple of minutes, you're going to have to ask the person to wait for a moment because you'll have to come back and do the number for the day. So, but in the midst of answering that phone, make sure you take care of business. But then for the last couple of minutes, we got to take a few moments for the number for the day quiz because people would be very upset if we did not do that before wrapping things up.
Oh, absolutely.
But again, caller number five here at 715-814-9330 to win a Friday fish fry courtesy of Homestead on 52. All right, a reminder that coming up later today, we have high school hockey. It is the start of the Marathon Cup tournament. Wausau West has won 18 consecutive Marathon Cup championships, and they will try to start the road to number 19 tonight, taking on East Merrill United in a semifinal. Wausau West against East Merrill United Marathon Cup semifinal. You can tune in starting with the pregame show at 5:06 and the opening face-off at 5:30 right here on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So again, high school hockey with the Warriors. Tomorrow night, we have a high school basketball twin bill as Wausau West will host DC Everest, both in girls and boys basketball. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 5:35. The girls tip off at 6, followed by the boys after that. And then on Saturday, we'll have the second round of the Marathon Cup tournament. Whichever game Wausau West is in, we're hoping that they're in the championship round. But the championship game is at 7:30. The consolation round is at 5:30. And that will be on Saturday, Wausau West Hockey at the Marathon Cup Tournament right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Don't forget as well that if you miss any of our broadcasts of high school sports, you can get them wherever you get your podcasts. We put up our broadcast as podcasts. If you go to Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, just subscribe to WXCO Sports, and we will then be able to, you'll be able to get all the previous broadcasts. And you can also get those broadcasts as podcasts at our website, WXCO.fm and civicmedia.us. So again, we are very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports with Wausau West and Newman Catholic High School here on 98.9 WXCO. Ian, have you got a moment to do this?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's do it then.
Yes.
Our number for the day.
Okay.
We've been talking about Christmas trees because it's that time of year. People getting their Christmas trees. Our number for the day today is the number of Christmas tree farms in the U.S.
Okay.
Christmas tree farms in the United States of America. How many are there?
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are 15,000.
Okay.
20,000 or 25,000.
15,000, 20,000, 25,000.
Number of Christmas tree farms in the United States of America.
Okay.
As people this time of year go off and the folks that like getting the real thing, not the artificial ones, but the real Christmas trees, number of Christmas tree farms in the U.S. 15,000, 20,000, or 25,000. He is 2 for 3 so far this week.
Okay.
He has already got a passing grade. Now he's looking for a winning week.
All right. Final guess. I am going to say there are 20,000 Christmas tree farms. A final answer, I'm going to say a 20,000.
There are 15,000 Christmas tree farms in the United States. So
I was 5,000 over.
Two out of four. That means it's on the line tomorrow. Can you get a winning week?
Pressure's really on.
Pressure will be on, but I know you'll rise to the occasion.
Yes. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Stick around. We got an information update coming up, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Paul Mickling will join us to talk Wisconsin sports and a whole bunch more here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.